Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We thank God for your listening today. Trust we can be a blessing and a help to you. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you again the Word of God from the Scriptures. And so it's a wonderful day, a day the Lord hath made. Let's be glad and rejoice in it. Time to get up and go to the house of God this morning. I tell you what a blessed privilege it is to be able to assemble together in God's house to worship and adore Him and let Him know we love Him. And just worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to be saved on this Sunday morning. And thank God for the beautiful weather for the Lord's Day. And no excuse for you to stay at the house today because it's raining. And of course, it's pretty. You don't have to go. You don't want to go to shopping centers, a mall, and places like that. Go to the house of God today. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner some is, even so much the more. As you see the day approaching, so get in God's house this morning. And ought to be a joy to go. And we don't have to go, but we sure do get to go. Amen. We get to go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. What a blessing it is to have a place to worship the Lord Jesus this morning. Good to be saved. All right. We want to remember in prayer these that are sick, those that need our prayers today that are suffering, those not able to get out to be in the house of God. Trust and be a real blessing to your heart today as we open the Word of God again and try to bring the broadcast to you. And then pray for the sick, those that's not able to get out, and pray for them this morning that God would touch and He would heal as only God is able to do. Then pray for the sinner. A lot of folk unsaved today. I dare say everybody's listening knows somebody's lost that needs a Savior. And pray for them. That's one thing you can do. You can pray for them. They may not listen to you. They may put you off and I don't want to listen to you, but you can pray. Amen. You can pray when nobody else is around and pray for them. They can't do a thing in the world about it. So it's a real joy to be able to do that. And God instituted prayer. He talked to His Heavenly Father while He was here on this earth. He missed His Father. He missed His Father. That fellowship that He had with the Father before the world was, and the glory that was on Him there before the world, He longed again for that glory to be upon His life and to be His. And so He longed for that. And He did get that when He went back after a glorified body. Like we'll get one day. So if you're saved, look for the Lord to come. He may come before night, and you ought to be ready when He comes. And certainly He's not going to tarry. He's going to be right on time when the Lord comes. We're going to pray for your needs today. Let's pray for each other. Pray for those that have lost their loved ones. I remember the family of Brother Donnie Phillips, deputy up at Walker County, passed away and was buried this week. And pray for that family today. God would just help them. Good Christian guy. Used to be one of my deacons over at Mount Hermon when we was there. And what a blessing it is to have a friend like that. But the Lord said it's time to come home, and it's time for Him to go, and He did. And so we have to separate for a while. But Father, as we bow in Your presence, Lord, thank You for the day. What a blessed privilege it is just to be able to assemble in the house of God this morning. Lord, just to be able to pray, sing the songs, and testify about the good grace of God. Hear the message from the Word of God. to stir our souls and our hearts and lift us up at the day above all of our troubles and cares in this life. Father, I pray you'd touch these that are sick this morning. God, be real to them. Lord, touch them this morning. Lord, those that are bereaved, you comfort them as only you can. God, there's hope. I'm glad, God, you gave us hope. We don't sorrow not as you as others, which have no hope. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. And I'm glad that's a reality this morning, Father. Would you stir hearts, bless saints of God, and convict the sinner. We'll praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing today. You listen to the words of it. Amen. All right, we'll have it here in a minute.
Calvary, and he was shining again. believe the song. It just says simply, I can trust Jesus.
He takes care of me.
glad you can trust him. Amen. Romans chapter 1, rather Romans chapter 3. We'll be going back over to chapter 1 this morning. We've been trying to preach to you some things about what the Scripture says. What does the Scripture say? What does the Bible say? You could preach a few hundred years on that, I guess, but I felt the Lord directing us to these thoughts today, and maybe making a little step back this morning on preaching on this, but I just feel like the Lord would have us to go in this direction today. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've been trying to preach on what the Bible says about sin. And so this is what we're going to look at today. Sin is something folks don't like to talk about. Sin is something everybody does. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Somebody, everybody sins, and we all sin at some time or another, some worse than others, as far as our gauge is concerned. But when God says sin, sin is sin. And sin will separate us between us and God's fellowship. You will not cease to be a son of God, but you can cease to be in fellowship with God. And there's a lot of times that we are in not in fellowship with our earthly fathers down here, but it does not make us less a son. We're still just as much a son as we was when we was in fellowship with them. And such the same way it is with God. And we're sons of God, joint heirs with Christ, saved by God's grace. But we tend to sin. We tend to fall into sin and things in this nature. And I believe there's some things that the Bible says about sin here in the book of Romans that that the world needs to hear. I'm glad that God's got something for us in the Word of God. God's against all sin. Amen. God's against all sin. God just don't like sin. And sin is disobedience to God. And that Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, "So for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." So what does God say? What does the Scripture say about sin? It's revealed from heaven. God reveals from heaven what he thinks about sin. And note of us trying to deny it and try to get around it. God is the one that recognizes sin, revealed from heaven. We get the idea and we get the fact of sin from God, because sin is disobedience against God. Adam sinned when he disobeyed the Lord. Eve sinned when she disobeyed the Lord. And they fell from the state that God put. God don't think well of sin. He don't think good of sin. It's against God. It's against against his will. And so the Word of God tells us, the Bible says about sin. It's revealed from heaven what God thinks about this. And then, of course, it's revealed by his prophets. The Word of God tells us, as the prophets wrote in the Scriptures back down through the centuries in the Old Testament, the Word of God, the Scriptures there in the New Testament with the apostles and the men of God there as they talked about it. And so it's revealed by his prophets. We find the Word of God reveals what God says about sin. So the prophets brought out the fact of sin. And confronted folks with that, and we become accountable because what God said about sin. So he's laying a foundation here in Romans chapter 1, talking about sin, revealed from heaven against and by the prophets, and it's revealed by his word. Now the Word of God reveals what sin is. Now I know man has got their definition. I know that folks are saying even today that, especially in modern day society, now that it's not sin, it's a sickness. Well, the Bible said it's sin, amen? And it's not, listen, alcoholism and drunkenness is a sin. It's not a disease. It's not to be treated like a disease, but it's a sin. God forgives sin. And I thank God for that. So we're in society today when things that are sin against God are not counted as sin in society. And he talks about that all in chapter 1 of the book of Romans. So by his word and by his prophets, we find that he reveals from heaven what he thinks and what he says about sin by his prophets and by his word, and then by his handwriting. He revealed to Nebuchadnezzar what he thought about his situation. there tried in the balances and found wanting. And he revealed a handwriting on the wall. God, it was revealed from heaven. That came from heaven. The hand of God wrote on the wall of Nebuchadnezzar's palace. There tried in the balance and found wanting. And there was sin in his life. He disregarded what God was saying about sin. He disregarded what God had established as his people there in that land, the people of Israel and the holy prophets and the holy temple, and they were defiling the utensils that was used in the worship of God in the tabernacle. And so God had wrote on the wall of Nebuchadnezzar's palace, you're fat in the balance and found wanting. You've got something wrong in your life. So he was weighed and found wanting. And it's identified. The Bible said it's identified in that same verse of Scripture there in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. So he identifies what he's against. What is God against? You see, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Now, you can pick out your pet sin and keep on doing it if you want to. Brother, when it's sin, God says it's sin, it's sin. And so you'll find that it is identified, all ungodliness. Don't leave out anything. Everything that's ungodly is sin. Amen. And all that's not of faith is sin. And so sin is a very real thing that folks don't want to think about. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want you to preach about it. But it's sin today. And they don't want to hear about it because it goes against the grain of the flesh that we're living in. And that folks are operating in the flesh. And so we're living in that day today where sin is all around us and everywhere. In all of society, we find that sin is very much present today. And so it's revealed. It's revealed and it's identified. All ungodliness and all unrighteousness of man. His unrighteousness is revealed out from heaven as being sin against God. And then holding the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, holding down the truth, holding the truth down, refusing to let it be spoken. That's what's going on today. We don't want folks speaking about sin. And of course, when you try to keep folks from saying anything about sin and keeping them put down about that, you're sinning against God. And holding the truth in unrighteousness. And so holding it down, refusing to let it be spoken. And a lot of folks try to tell preachers what to preach and try to tell them what not to preach. Well, that's not any of our business. It's God's business and God's man's business. And that he preached the unsearchable riches of Christ and preached the word of God. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Everything that deals with sin in this world today is given by inspiration of God. It's not man's idea that creates sin. It's not man's authority that creates sin. It's God. It's God that identifies sin in the world today. And he names it pretty well throughout the Bible. You look at the Bible and you'll find sin is named everywhere. And so we're to preach the whole counsel of God and speak against the sin of this world. A lot of folks, folks don't like for him to preach on sin. Well, God said to do that. And it's God's will to do that because God identified that sin in your life and you need somebody to preach to you about the sin that's in your life. Now, that self-righteous attitude, just don't buy it in the sight of God. Self-righteousness is ungodly. And what righteousness is only of God. And so it's identified. And again, then God's against national sin. The sin of this old world, God's against it today. Because the Bible speaks about that, the apostates of this generation that we're living in, of this world, and this dispensation we're living in, and the sin that's everywhere. He said, because that went in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They know God, but they glorified him not as God. They deny him being God. They don't like to talk about God. Society today, in the realms, even in America today, folks don't recognize God as being the supreme authority over everything that's going on. It's God that's in control today. And it's God that this society will answer to at one of these days. They'll stand before God and be judged by this Holy Bible that He give to us to live by and to get saved by and to worship by in this world today. And so when they, because that when they're without excuse, the Bible said, and because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. And then he talks about something else. He said, neither were thankful. Not thankful for what God has given to them. Not thankful for what God has given to us. I mean, God provides us air to breathe. He provides us food to eat. He gives us strength to work and gives us all the blessings of life that God gives us, but we're unthankful. He said, neither were thankful. Not thanking God for what He's done for you is not pleasing in the sight of God. We've got to thank Him. Neither were thankful. They became vain in their imaginations. Now, boy, I'm telling you, that gets in a deep rut right there. Imaginations of men. What man is conjured up to participate in their lives and create the sin that they're reveling in today. And you see that taking place in our society, the party life, all the things that's going on, the drugs and the sex and the drunkenness everywhere, the liquor flowing freely, the beer and wine and strong drink that's flowing freely in our land today, how this taking the reasoning of man from them. And brother, that's sin, amen. You say, well, I don't like you preaching on that. Well, you just have to get in line. But as far as God said, it's sin, amen. And so the Bible said that they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Oh, the darkness of the heart. Amen. A darkened heart. That, brother, is something that folks have got in their lives today by reveling in these sinful things and giving themselves over to the sin that's in the world today, participating in the orgies of sin and the revelings in the party life, and like Nebuchadnezzar, the drunken parties and the sex parties and all these things that's going on in America today. I'm telling you, brother, God frowns on that, and brother, God will judge that, and that it results in a darkened heart. Oh, the darkness and depravity of the heart, how this turned away from the holy God, will not accept what God wants to give them for redemption from their sins. And my friend, they've gone into the depths of despair, and one day to get be accountable. Listen, this sin that's in the world today, it does not give you a good conscience. It gives you a bad conscience. Brother, it brings about a depression and depravity in the lives of those that are that, simply because they're participating in the sin. You read Romans chapter 1, and brother, you'll find the society in America is identified today. You'll find the depravity of the humankind today is written in the book of Romans chapter 1. Brother, all the same-sex things that's taking place and the adulteries and the fornications and everything that's going on today, brother, it's identified by God as sin, and God will judge every bit of it. Amen. And they professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen. That's what God says about society, how they won't recognize God. They became fools. Amen. How they became fools, professing themselves to be wise. They're just too smart to be corrected. They're too smart to be told how to live. But they profess themselves to be wise. They became fools. Amen. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto a corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. I'm telling you, that's our society that we're living in today. Aren't you see? You see what I'm talking about? Brother, God identifies sin, and He's going to identify more of it. Well, our time's gone this morning. God bless you. And the next Sunday, it's our prayer.